Among the many services libraries offer, the resources they can provide educators support the new Common Core curriculum with both original and digitized primary resources, many of which bring history to life. Michael Johnson of the Enoch Pratt Free Library and the Maryland State Library Resources Center tells us more.
Here at the Enoch Pratt Free Library, Maryland State Library Resource Center, we can provide school media specialists and teachers access to primary source documents that help students complete projects in alignment with the Common Core curriculum. Common Core standards require that students consult primary sources to answer historical questions, interpret the documents, and cite their findings. So let's say a teacher or media specialist in the Maryland school system assigns their class a project that requires researching the life, historical period, and work of an important literary figure. The library has an amazing set of primary resources in its Edgar Allan Poe collection, including first edition books, pictures and portraits of Poe, manuscript material, and original letters penned by Poe, his family, and other contemporaries. The collection has some particularly important letters related to his mysterious death on the streets of Baltimore. In the Special Collections Department, we coordinate with the Maryland State Department of Education and provide outreach to teachers and specialists in order to help Maryland students achieve. Not only do we have primary sources from Edgar Allan Poe, but many others, including a large and one-of-a-kind collection on the famous Baltimore newspaper man and critic H.L. Mencken, in addition to works from other Baltimore artists, writers, and organizations. If students are researching propaganda or the social history of the World Wars, for example, our war poster collection holds over 1,000 original posters from the period. For a project on the suffrage movement, they'll discover an original letter from Susan B. Anthony among the papers in the archives on women's suffrage in Maryland. If a student is researching the Great Baltimore Fire of 1904, I'm happy to lead them to a variety of rare and original photos of the rubble and destruction after the fire, many of which have never been widely seen. Students could couple these primary documents with the library's collection of local newspapers and include references to newspaper articles published around the time of the Great Fire. The ongoing digitization of our collections by the Maryland Digital Cultural Heritage Project, which is based at the Pratt Library, also provides educators with resources they can take with them to their classrooms. We also host school visits where students can come in to get an in-depth, hands-on experience with our primary resources. Helping students to connect to research in a vibrant and visceral way and encouraging critical thinking and analytical skills further aligns the use of primary resources with Common Core curriculum needs. Public libraries play an increasingly important role in delivering what students and teachers need to adhere to the Common Core, and the Enoch Pratt Free Library continues to seek out new avenues to continue the library's mission to provide equal access to information and services that empower, enrich, and enhance the quality of life for all.
For more information about or to schedule an appointment to visit the Enoch Pratt Free Library Maryland State Library Resource Center, visit prattlibrary.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as ethics and literature, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.